Hey everyone, and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. This is your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and today we are going to discuss a very important topic, emotional intelligence. Now let me tell you, emotional intelligence is like the secret sauce of life. It helps kids understand and manage their own emotions while navigating the roller coaster of social interactions. Plus, it's a skill that will serve them well into adulthood. So, I would say, buckle up parents, let's get emotionally intelligent. First off, emotional intelligence has multiple aspects. Just like pizza with various toppings, these aspects include self-awareness, number one. This is like knowing what toppings you like on your emotional pizza. Kids should understand their feelings and why they feel that way. Number two is self-regulation. So first was self-awareness. The second is self-regulation. Again, since we are talking about pizza, we'll go with that analogy. Think of this as not eating the whole pizza at once. Kids need to learn to control their emotional responses, like not throwing a tantrum in the middle of a supermarket. Number three is empathy. It is the ability to understand how others might want different toppings on their pizzas. Kids should be able to put themselves in someone else's shoes. And number four, social skills. This is basically sharing your emotional pizza with others. It involves effective communication, sometimes even conflict resolution, and of course, making friends. So now let's focus on how we as parents can help in this. Number one is emotional identification. Start by labeling emotions early on. Hey there, buddy. I see you're feeling a bit grumpy today. This helps kids recognize and express their feelings. Number two, the feelings wheel. Create a feelings wheel with emotions and faces. When your child is upset, have them point to the face that matches how they feel. It's like ordering from an emotional menu, maybe. Number three is role playing. This is an age-old technique. Pretend play can be a gold mine. Pretend to be different characters and explore how they might feel in various situations. It's like emotional dress up, basically. Number four is story time. Read books that delve into emotions and discuss the characters' feelings. It's like sharing a slice of emotional pizza with your child. Number five is family meetings. Have regular family meetings to discuss emotions and problem solving. Everyone gets a say in the emotional pizza toppings here. Number six, model emotional intelligence. Children learn a lot from watching their parents. So be a role model by managing your emotions effectively and showing empathy. Actually, just the other day, I was watching this video online in which the father will pick up the rug when the mother will come cleaning the room. So after 4 or 5 days, one day the father was not there, and this little kid who used to watch this thing happening every day picked up the rug himself, held it high. He was just hardly 3.5-4 year old kid. He held it high so that the mother can clean under the rug. This is the impact of what they see and how they imitate. Remember, parenting is a journey with plenty of emotional bumps and slices along the way. Don't be too hard on yourself or your kids. We are all works in progress, and always add a dash of humor to lighten the mood. After all, what do you say? Laughter is the best topping for any emotional pizza? Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you have liked it. It's informative and chuckle-worthy. Until next time, keep parenting with heart and humor. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.